Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got James and Melissa here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Dealing with a little bit of old man winter out there. How much snow are we going to see today? How's this looking?
Yeah, you know, it's looking like amounts probably around an inch for snowfall here by this evening. So just kind of a lighter falling snow for the most part, and still some highs at about 34. Still, you know, it's just persistent light snow and flurry activity all the way through the end of the week, even start of the weekend. So that's not going away anytime soon, but just some light accumulations each period. 27 tonight, snow showers, any amounts less than an inch, and then up to 34 on Wednesday with some light flurries and snow showers, just some light accumulations. 19, some scattered snow showers Wednesday night. Scattered snow showers Thursday, Friday, cloudy. 27 Thursday, 20 for a high Friday. Even some lows in the single digits, right around 6 above Friday and Saturday night with highs in the low 20s through the weekend coming up here for us. So, yeah, definitely settled into the wintry look and feel out there.
It's that time.
It's here.
It's here.
That's right.
Single digits.
Paul, I don't want to keep you too long here, but real quick, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Boy, I got to go with the, I mean, it's always between stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Nicely done. That's great, yeah. Paul. That hits the national average.
Yep.
So that's right around there. Thank you. Thank you for adding to the show, Paul. We appreciate you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.
You bet. You guys do.
Yeah. Bye, Paul.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center love them. God, they're great. They put up with so much for me. Over the years, they really do. It's funny. I've talked to a couple of people that work there like that have left.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to fight to see who got to be on our show.
Oh, really?
And I was so happy to hear that because I really thought we were annoying them. just a matter of time before they just one day just don't even answer me anymore. They just come in, do the weather, and leave. Like, no, they like it. They have fun with it.
Good.
That's cool. Good things coming up this hour. In this 8 o'clock hour, getting into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got that coming up a little bit later. Also want to talk about the 6 ways to make friends as an adult.
Oh, that's good. That's good information.
Yeah. I actually think that a lot more of us than may realize it could probably use that one. I know I could.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that. Of course, plenty more coming up. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to welcome in Carol Endres from Young Living Essential Oils.
Ooh,
looking forward to talking to her.
That'll be a good conversation.
We have some entertainment news we want to touch on as well in 9 o'clock hour. But right now, as I was just teeing up, Paul helping us get the story going here and everything, Thanksgiving foods face off. Which one has to go? And it seems like everyone has a different ranking of the best Thanksgiving foods, which is why it's impossible to cut anything. While more dishes get added, but what if you had to axe something from the menu? A website recently conducted a one must go poll on Thanksgiving foods, and it could definitely instigate family fights.
For sure.
Or even just infighting with Paul and the rest of us here and stuff like that. I like these things, and I'm not always a big fan of the whole one must go scenario. That's a big thing on social media. You know, they give you 4 movies, and you got to pick. They're all great, and you got to pick one's got to go.
Oh.
And it's like, I hate that stuff. I was always I'm not good at deciding those things. I never am.
Makes you anxious.
Yeah. It's like one of the few things that
what
does.
What if I say it's got to go, and then I can never see it again?
Yeah, things like that. So here's an interesting one, kind of diving into that world, or that using that as a model, kind of.
But just for the one meal one day. You can have it tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
See,
yeah.
It's not gone forever.
Which one has to go between stuffing and mashed potatoes?
Ooh.
You want to vote on these and then we'll give the numbers or you just want to play along?
Well, I know you would pick mashed potatoes can go.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Actually would say mashed potatoes can go. I would choose stuffing over mashed potatoes.
Wow, all right.
Good stuffing.
Yeah.
Good stuffing. Mm. There's a fine line.
I'm learning that more and more, yeah, because I've been spoiled with stuffing my whole life, that it's always been good, and I was at, like, somebody's house, and I'll dive right in, and did not taste right to me, no.
Mm-mm.
62% of people would drop stuffing, while only 38% would give up mashed potatoes, so interesting.
Yeah.
Apple pie versus pecan pie, or as it's otherwise known, Seth's nightmare.
True. Very true.
I can't decide. 70% would give up pecan pie.
I'd be the opposite. I would choose pecan pie over apple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brussels sprouts versus glazed carrots. Tougher one.
That is a hard one because prepared correctly, Brussels sprouts are amazing.
They're a lot better than they look to me.
and like I said, they have to be prepared right. If you just boil the snot out of Brussels sprouts, gross.
Yeah.
Icky.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
No, then they're mushy and tasteless and they have no flavor and they're disgusting. No. But if you have them, you know, like cut them in half, saute them with some garlic and olive oil and just a little bit of salt, they're so good.
That sounds good.
They're so good.
I'm learning this more and more as the older I get, how ridiculous I am with food and how much of it comes down to texture. Mm. I don't like mushy foods. Mm. I never have.
Well, that's why you don't like mashed potatoes.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Could I'm noticing be. There's a common theme with all these things. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they taste bad or good. It's the texture more
that
than
is
anything.
A thing, though. That it's is a weird. Very... Yeah, it's not that weird,
I'm
honestly.
Weird.
Well, yes, you're weird. Yes. But it's not that weird that you have a texture thing. Hmm. Now, my question with this is what is the rest of the meal? Because if there are still sweet potatoes on the table, then I'd axe those carrots instantly.
Oh,
no question.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So Brussels sprouts versus glazed carrots. 59% would drop Brussels sprouts.
Of course.
Right. gravy versus cranberry sauce. That's got to be the toughest one I've seen yet.
That's got to be the toughest one because you have to have gravy on the stuffing and the turkey. But you have to have cranberries with the turkey.
Yeah. Well, and we're in Wisconsin doing this survey,
right.
too. And I don't think legally we can choose anything but cranberry sauce. Otherwise, we'll see Sheriff Becker a little bit later. We'll get a fine from him or
we
something.
Might. Yep.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. The Potters are going to show up
right,
and escort me out.
Yeah, yeah. Come with me. Take us to the border. Take us to, like, South Beloit. Is it right on the border? You leave.
There you go.
You guys take this stuff really seriously. Yeah, we do. I told you to pack.
I'll bet you the survey, though, axed the cranberry sauce.
72% would drop cranberry sauce.
Yep,
you're right. Yeah. Cornbread versus potato rolls. How about that one? How about that one? I'm going to say right away, I love cornbread. I love cornbread.
I've never had it at Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
My mom always made it with chili.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, and it is perfect for chili. It's just strong enough for chili, you know.
Mm-hmm. The Although structure. I never ate it with the chili. I always, you know, put butter and honey on it.
Sure. Ooh, that sounds really good. I don't think I've ever put honey on it. That's good.
Oh, honey on cornbread? James, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying that. If when you get a chance, like homemade cornbread, so much better than anything else.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really
That's
good.
Always how my mom made it.
60% would give up cornbread.
Yep.
Baked sweet potatoes versus pumpkin pie. That's just mean to baked sweet potatoes. That's
kind
just
of.
Mean.
That's unfair. Like, how would you even? They're not equatable.
They seem like two very different things. And I will be the first to admit, if you've never heard me on the air before, I'm not a baked sweet potato guy. So I don't really necessarily know that flavor, that taste that well. But anything going up against pumpkin pie seems almost unfair.
Well, especially for Thanksgiving
right.
meal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'd choose to get rid of the baked sweet potato, of course.
Yeah. 66% would drop sweet potatoes.
Yep.
I'm actually surprised that's not higher. That's one of the lower ones on the list, actually. That's interesting. And sweet potato casserole versus green bean casserole.
Yeah, I'd get rid of the sweet potato casserole.
58% claimed that they'd drop sweet potato casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting. I love the idea. Let's say that you're, you know, you go every year, your family, you go to grandma's or to your parents or whatever for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Every year it's the same thing. It's what you do. I love the idea of walking into Thanksgiving and like mom or dad hands you this menu. and you're like, well, what's going on here and everything? And like, you have to decide. We only have so much room on the table. You've got to decide what's going to go and what isn't. Mom's in there cooking the, you know, making sure the bird's going and everything else. I'm going to go in there and help in just a minute. What do I tell her? What are we making? And just throwing that at
Am I opening the can of cranberries or not?
Thanksgiving morning or whatever,
yeah.
Throwing that at your guests. I just think that, I mean, it might seem a little mean or whatever. I actually think it'd just be kind of like fun. If you're used to a tradition, traditional kind of holiday. Yeah. Spicing it up a little bit, changing things up a little.
Interesting.
Have
but
some
now,
fun with it.
Now I'd like you to go through and read that menu of what was kept.
Okay, so good idea. Good idea. Very good idea. So the first one was between stuffing and mashed potatoes. And so we've got mashed potatoes.
Okay, so we're having turkey, mashed potatoes.
Yep. Apple pie versus pecan pie.
We're
so
having apple
pie. Brussels sprouts and glazed carrots.
We're having carrots.
Carrots. Gravy versus cranberry sauce. Gravy.
Gravy.
Cornbread and potato rolls. Potato rolls.
Rolls.
Yep. Baked sweet potato and pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
So we've got two pies on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And sweet potato casserole versus green bean.
We're having green bean casserole.
Right.
All right. You know, I could eat that meal.
That's not a bad meal,
it's
actually.
It's not a bad meal. I could eat that.
Yeah.
That's and not complain much.
I will just sit back with the pumpkin pie.
And I will just hide my can of cranberry sauce in my coat pocket.
Yeah.
Don't mind the sound of the can opener. Nobody hears that. Somebody sing really loud right now.
Boy, could you imagine doing this? You go to a relative's for Thanksgiving, and it's one thing to like bring a side dish. Lots of people do that. But you like bring a meal. Like you bring a meal to have of your own.
Your own covered plate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking like because you're lactose intolerant or any of those kind of things. I mean, just because you just do this. You just do it just to do it. Like, wow.
Weird.
That'd be a weird one.
I mean, it wouldn't be if you have a lot of food allergies or intolerances things you couldn't eat. That's not weird. And I appreciate people that do that are that conscious of, well, I'm not coming with, you know, all of these allergies and expecting you to be able to accommodate them. But if you're just doing it to be weird.
That's a weird one, yes. We will take a break. We'll come back. Oh, wow. That eagle just in. I haven't really seen that guy. You see him?
Yeah.
So I haven't really seen him with the winter sky behind it. My gosh, with those wings.
That's pretty.
That's pretty. Just a beautiful animal right there. We will take a break. We'll come back. Get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right here at Mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday, baby.
It's time to celebrate all of you with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Get ready to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Let us dive into the list. And Melissa, I've got three possible winners here. So I need a 1 through 3 from you.
I'm going to choose 1.
All right. That gives us our qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we got to wish a very happy birthday to my partner in sports, one of the voices of WFHR, Randy Paul.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Randy, of course, for decades has been covering sports here at WFHR, has been on our radio waves covering these games. He is by far and away my favorite announcer to listen to. I mean, I genuinely mean that.
Mm-hmm.
Euchre, Matt LaPay, any of these guys. Randy's my guy. And am I saying, and does it sound biased because we work together and all that stuff? Maybe it does. I'm not lying, though. I mean, I can't be more genuine or honest about this. Everything I like about a commentator, a good announcer, mm-hmm. Randy does. And just tenfold he does, I feel. He is one of these guys that when you work with Randy, you see his work ethic. He gives so much and puts so much into what he does, everything he does, whether it's here with us at WFHR or other places.
That's awesome.
Randy does so many things behind the scenes that he, to be quite bluntly, does not get paid for and should be paid for. There's a lot of things like that. And that's just him, the work guy I know, the person I've worked with for many years and stuff. Him as a person dwarfs all of that. He is an incredibly, just what you see is what you get, genuinely down to his soul, good human being.
Awesome.
And one of the better people I've ever met, certainly in this industry, but just in general. just what I have met. Have yourself a great day, brother. Hope it's a good one for you. And anybody around Randy today, give him a hard time. No, I'm joking. good luck giving you. It's hard to give Randy a hard time. He's too nice of a guy. Enjoy your day, Randy. Hope it's a good one for you,
mm-hmm.
We take a look at the rest of our list. We want to wish a very happy birthday to Travis Plowman.
Happy birthday, Travis.
Formerly recorded our morning magazine segments, Travis.
Well, nice.
Yeah. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to Nancy Cook.
Nancy Cook. Happy birthday, Nancy.
Have a great day, Nancy. Hope it's a good one for you. And we want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Donna Peets.
Happy birthday, Donna, and congratulations.
Yeah, you're a qualifier. Congrats on that. You can thank Mel. And we hope you have a fantastic birthday, Donna. Enjoy your day. Want to thank everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or James@WFHR. Like our Facebook page and direct message us that way as well. You can write birthdays in the snow, but I don't think we're going to see them. I don't think they'll last very long. So there's other ways to do it that'll probably work better.
Oh, I have a story about that. I'll tell you later.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. We have some celebrity birthdays to celebrate. First up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Winston Duke, who is 36. He's M'Baku in the Black Panther movies and Lupita's husband in Us. He's a very good actor. And he's, like, if you don't know his name, I almost guarantee in the next year you will. He's got a lot of projects coming up. He is a one of the more sought-after actors out there.
Okay. Handsome man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he,
sorry, I just ran into my microphone.
he is in this Wakanda Forever. He doesn't have a huge part, but his part is significant, and he does such a good job with it, too. He's a very fine actor, and his day has come. Like, you are going to see a lot of him in the next couple of years. Let's see here. Sofia DiMartino is 39. She is Sylvia on Loki. Great actor. DiMartino, she is a very good actor. She does a great job on Loki, too. Let's see here. Chad Krieger is 48, the lead singer from Nickelback.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. Oh, Sydney Tamia Poitier is 49. Sydney Poitier's beautiful daughter. She most recently played Detective Sam Shaw on the Jerry O'Connell show Carter. She's been in a number of things. Johnny Lee Miller is 50. He was Sherlock Holmes on the TV show Elementary. British Prime Minister John Major on The Crown. He's been in a number of things over the years.
I liked that show a lot.
Elementary? The Crown?
Yes. Did you say, you said Elementary, sorry. I thought you said Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. The BBC show Holmes, Sherlock Holmes.
That one.
That's a different one, yeah. Okay. That is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yes, yes.
But I did see a couple episodes of Elementary, and I haven't gotten to finish the season.
I never watched it, but I heard a lot of people talk highly of it, saying that they really enjoyed it. Actually, I don't think I've heard many people that said that they didn't enjoy it, the modern telling of Sherlock and that. I think the BBC just did a little more... I don't want to say darker, a little more realistic version of if Sherlock was alive in the 21st century and that.
Yeah.
And dealing with things that on a more nowadays level. That they just did. You know, you've got arguably the greatest actor in the world and Benedict Cumberbatch playing him. It's going to happen. Let's see here. Kevin Eubanks is 65. Jay Leno's band leader on The Tonight Show. The wonderful Beverly D'Angelo is 71. Chevy Chase's wife, Ellen Griswold, in the Vacation movies. She was Edward Norton's mom in American History X. Just a great actress. And one of the greatest voices in acting history, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Love her voice. Great voice. Let's see here. If I'm going to court... I actually may even ask this gentleman to be my attorney, even though he's not a real attorney in real life. The great, the wonderful Sam Waterston is 82 today. DA Jack McCoy on Law and Order. Jack is my guy. He is the greatest attorney in Perry Mason. There's a lot of great attorneys in history and stuff. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
He's
82.
The best.
Wow.
Still doing it, too. He's still playing Jack McCoy.
Oh, yeah. And his IMDb page is impressive.
Oh, he's got so many great roles. Serial Mom. I mean, he's in so many great things. Good actor. Just a dang good actor. Speaking of which, we have one more person with us still. Petula Clark is 90 today. Biggest hit, Downtown.
Oh, okay.
Where? Downtown.
Downtown. Where do you go when it's... Downtown.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah. Then some people no longer with us. And that actor that I was speaking of, the great, the wonderful Ed Asner, born in this day in 1929, just passed away last year. Of course, most famously known from the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Lou Grant. He was Carl Fredrickson, the old man in Up.
Yeah.
He also played Santa in Will Ferrell's Elf. I had a couple of spots. Actually, speaking of Law & Order, it was a guest spot on a Law & Order episode, too, once. Just Ed Asner, just great. Just great.
He's in Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was great. And one of those people that I look up to for many reasons because of his skill and talent, the way he treated people off screen. But I don't want to retire as an actor. I want to work until they have to drag me off the stage or something like that. The actors that do that, I don't begrudge anybody like a Sean Connery that retires or something like that. You worked hard in your life. Retire if you can.
Yeah, but you want to.
I've always thought one of the beauties as an actor, now I learned as an adult, part of the reason that some actors continue to work is because there is no retirement plan for an actor.
They have to.
And that's different. That's a whole different thing. If you want to continue to work, though, I say do it, you know? And people are still giving Ed Asner, we're still giving Ed Asner work way late into his life. Do it if you want to, man. You know, it's a passion. It's a beautiful. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody gets that blessing, gets that chance.
And the gift that he kept giving to us.
Yeah, definitely. Long before Judge Judy, there was Judge Wapner. Born in this day in 1919, passed away in 2017. You watch TV right now, or actually later this afternoon, there's a billion judge shows.
Yeah.
I think even Steve Harvey has one now or something like that, I think. I'm not sure, but if he does, because I've never seen it, obviously. If he does, I hope he doesn't go in like the judge's robe. He just wears his suits.
Yeah.
He just wears his suits up there and everything.
The People's Court.
Yes, the People's Court. Oh, yes.
Wow, 12 seasons.
I actually would have thought it was longer.
Well,
wow.
That's 2,484 episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
One
of the guys that helped put wrestling on the map, Randy Macho Man Savage, born in this day in 1952, passed away in 2011. And Whitman Mayo, born in this day in 1930, passed away in 2001. Grady on Sanford and Son and the wise, wonderful Mr. Rhythm in DC Cab. So many great character roles that Whitman played over the years. Great, great one.
What a great first name, Whitman.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm surprised that one hasn't been brought back. You don't see, we're not making a lot of Whitmans anymore.
I've heard it as a last name. Obviously Walt Whitman.
Sure, yeah.
But as a first name, that's pretty cool.
We have got to get to Melissa's news. Stick around for that. And a little bit later, we'll get into 6 ways to make friends as an adult. One more time, want to wish our own Randy Paul a great birthday. Enjoy your day, Randy.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Happy birthday to Travis Plowman.
Yeah.
A very happy birthday to Nancy Cook. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Donna Peets.
Yes. Happy birthday, everyone. And congratulations, Donna.
Celebrate and treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stanaway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you at 8:34 on the clock. How do you feel about possibly qualifying to win a turkey?
Let's do that. Turkey,
son. That is something right there.
Gobble, gobble.
A big thank you to our friends at Quality Foods IGA for giving us an opportunity to do this every day of the week. And we got a whole week here left to do this. We're going to grab qualifiers right up till Friday. And Melissa, well, when are we going to give this thing away?
We are going to give this away on the 21st, I believe. That's not on here.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I'm sorry. I thought it was. I was thinking of something else. I apologize.
That's
We've got
okay.
so many giveaways. And
we
different
do.
Things we're
we
doing
have so many
and
giveaways.
Everything.
And there's too many pieces of paper to look at.
Right.
But yes, we're giving this away on Monday the 21st.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We've had a lot of fun grabbing qualifiers every day. If you've already qualified, just sit back and, yell the answer at your radio. If you haven't, though, get ready to call 424-2600. You're going to give the answer to us live on the air. So let's go ahead and play. What do you got for our turkey trivia?
Our turkey trivia for today, Tuesday, November 15th, is, here's the question, a popular vegetable dish using a vegetable product grown in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Popular vegetable dish using a vegetable product grown in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's not the only ingredient in this dish.
Okay. Can we give him a hint, maybe, a little bit? We got a call coming in.
We got a call. Let's see if we get it.
Yeah. Good morning. What's your answer?
A green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Oh,
nail
wow.
it.
Oh, man.
Right on.
Oh, nicely done.
My favorite.
All right.
That's something right there. And I have to... Danita, is that you?
What?
It is you. Hey, how are you, hon?
Yes. It's Natalie, yep.
Natalie, great. That's Natalie, I thought it was you. Great to hear. It's been a while. It's good to hear from you. How have you been?
I know. I miss you so.
So much. I still got your pen just sitting right up here on the board. I really appreciate
that.
What
a connection we have.
Yes, it's very nice.
Sweet.
But you knew that one right away. You were pretty confident about that, huh?
I make it all the time.
Nice. Very cool.
Do you use canned cream of mushroom or cream of celery?
Mushroom.
All right.
I
love the onions on the top.
That's the best part.
I really show that I know nothing about this world because I heard that as a question. I'm like, oh, they're never going to get that. Like, well, it actually seemed kind of easy for you guys. That's why I stay away from this stuff. You know, just let me go ahead and just tell me what to do when I'm in the kitchen. That's safer for everybody. Well, it is so great to talk to you, hon. We appreciate the call. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. But thank you very much for being our newest qualifier.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, I'm your longtime radio listener. Mm-hmm. I turn you on first thing in the morning, and I'd let you play all day long. Yeah.
We appreciate you so much, hon. Thank you for that. We're going to go to break. We'll talk to you. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Melissa and James here with you. Definitely better off with us than being alone. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a good one. Had a fun conversation with Nat there. Thanks so much for calling up, Nat. That was great.
She seems like a sweetie.
She is wonderful. We are going to be grabbing another qualifier tomorrow and then Thursday and Friday. Be listening all week long to get in on that, everybody.
Three more chances.
Right now, we got other great things going on, too, in this area and with our station, with our community. Mm-hmm. We'll get into some of that in the 9 o'clock hour. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour as well, we're going to kick things off with our friends at Young Living Essential Oils. We'll have Carolyn to join us.
Excellent.
And a little bit after that, I want to get into a bit of entertainment news, and I got a couple of other things I want to get into as well. We'll see what we have time for and what gets pushed to Thursday. Because again, tomorrow's show, while unique and different, still the same old morning show you've come to love and enjoy, just... it's going to be a little different because it is our United Way Radiothon.
Nice.
We from 7 to 10:30, we're going to probably be talking United Way, dissecting, getting into things, getting our hands in the dirt with the United Way and really talking about the things that they do on a deeper level. Okay. We're actually going to kind of have a preview of that today, in essence, with Ben joining us at 10:30 for Morning Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
While we're going to focus on the Alice Report in a bit of a way, that's a preview of kind of what we do with the United Way and what we'll be doing Wednesday. And certainly remember, everybody out there, that the United Way, not only is this campaign season for them, but it's an opportunity to invest in your community.
Yes.
And to anybody out there, you can make a donation and it can be announced live on the air. And every penny counts. $5, $500, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you don't want it read on the air, that's fine too. But please let us know if you would like it to be read on the air. And to businesses out there, if you make a minimum donation of $500, a max of $1,000, WFHR Civic Media will match that that donation in advertising.
Oh, wow.
So
nice.
That's if you're that's for a new campaign. But you could be an old business that's been with us for decades or a business that just starting out. Mm-hmm. Either way, this time of year, advertising is key.
Yes.
It's huge. Between now and the end of the year, advertising's much bigger than any other time of the year. And if you're telling me that I can get more bang for my buck and all I got to do is invest in my community, it's a win-win right there.
It is a win-win.
So we want you to get ready to call for tomorrow, 715-421-0390. That's 421-0390. You'll be calling that number up and joining us, whether it's on the air or just your donations joining us on the air. Either way, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait. One of my favorite days of the year. And I'm glad that this topic is coming up now because as we meet new people from the United Way and involved with the United Way, I don't know how to make friends with them. I'm not good at that.
So we're going to have some tips?
We've got 6 ways to make friends as an adult.
Oh, good. I get my notebook out.
I actually think this is actually really helpful. This is really beneficial. I know I mentioned this on the air a number of times. Growing up, it was not easy for me to make friends. I just was not good at it. And I think I actually was probably better at it than I realize. But I grew up with a father who is such a natural at it. My dad can talk to anybody and have a good conversation with just about anybody. Mm-hmm. There's just so many times in my life that I've seen him do that. My brother and sister are very much like that. I don't know if they'd agree with it, but from an outsider looking at them, they have always been very good at making friends.
Yeah,
just not the thing for me. I'm moving around so much and everything. It would be like once I finally started to get comfortable with people, oh, we're moving. I just was never great at it. And it, so much of that skill set you learn as a young adult or a kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn that. So as an adult, I'm even worse at it now. I think that this is something that, how do you ask somebody how to make friends? This is a silly question. I wouldn't even feel comfortable Googling it.
So the little note that I wrote you, James, do you want to be my friend? Check yes or no.
Yes, yeah.
Was that weird?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, good.
In fact, I kept it, and I use that with other people.
Because you never
now.
Gave no, it back to me, and I was really not sure. Are we friends? Are we not friends? I don't know what to do here.
I framed it. this is a little tiny frame of it. This site, Psychology Today, just did a big write-up on how to make friends as an adult. And it seems to get harder and harder the older you get. And here's what they say. Number one, realize it's going to require a deliberate effort. Mm. If you want more friends and don't have them yet, you might need to pound some pavement and get it done. Mm-hmm. That means putting yourself out there and engaging people.
That's not campaign flyers.
No.
That's not how you gain friends.
When we say putting yourself out there, I think that's that's terminology that we expect everybody to understand what that means. It means something different for everybody, I suppose. It's all about how vulnerable you are normally. If you're not a very normally, you're very guarded, I would say that this means being a little more vulnerable.
Open up a little bit.
Putting yourself
talk
out
about
there a little
something.
Bit means, yeah, kind of being that
but
way.
But it can also mean make yourself available.
Yes, physically putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Like making the time to be, okay, yeah. I'm going to put the time aside to have a life.
I want to make friends, but I have 10 minutes
right.
once a week.
Right. Let's do this.
That's going to go for you.
You're just running up to, random strangers. Hi, hello. And you're giving them like a instead of a resume, you have a friend-a-me. Like, these are all the reasons to be my friend.
These are the reasons you want to be my friend.
Here you go. Where are you going? Okay. There's a number on there you can call or text. Please. branch out. Look for friends of different ages and backgrounds. As you get older, a 10 to 15 year gap seems less and less.
Yeah, it's not as big of a gap.
Yeah. Promote or upgrade people to friends. Think neighbors, former coworkers, or even old friends you've lost touch with. You might already have people in your orbit who you just need to reach out to. Mm-hmm. Think about friends of friends, too. Social media might be a good place to start with that one.
Okay.
I know I've never done that, but I know people who have done that. A lot of people who have done that.
Hmm.
Hey, you're friends with so-and-so on Facebook, and they add you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Join a group. Volunteer groups, church groups, a golf club, knitting club, whatever you want.
Book club.
Yes. But in person is best, partly because something called the mere exposure effect. Mere exposure effect.
Hmm.
It's not always the case, but we tend to like people more and more when we see them regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So choose groups that meet in person on a steady basis.
Yeah, that's good advice. Because you're going to be with people who have some similar interests. Maybe not all, which is also good. But you're going to have one thing in common for sure.
Everything from the curling club to community theater. I know people who have joined certain groups just to make friends, and they've fallen in love and become passionate about that sport or that craft or something. So that's another kind of cool thing that can come of this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And don't take it personally if your attempts don't pan out. This is a tough one. And don't hold it against the person either. Everyone's busy and overwhelmed, so maybe another time. Just move on to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be, I don't think, I know we need to be better about giving each other grace, about giving ourselves grace in life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing to say it, it's another to keep it like in check. because I think I'm pretty good at that. And even I have moments where, oh, I could have handled that a lot cooler. I could have handled that a lot better.
Well, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that if we're aware of those things more, it only can help us, not just with making friends, but keeping the friends you have,
mm-hmm.
and having good relationships.
Yeah.
We can't all have 1,000 friends. But you
no,
have
there's no way you can keep up with that many.
But chances are you work somewhere and you want to get along with your colleagues, the majority of us do and everything. So that's a relationship. And that for that to be strong and healthy, oftentimes a lot of these things are things that you got to do and things that you should do. But I think one of the biggest ones is not taking your coworkers too personally. That's something that I need to be better on both sides of my body language and the way I take people's interacting sometimes too. I wouldn't say this station, like I wouldn't say our current team here, it's so much that one, because you guys are smart enough to read me and vice versa. But I would say in years past, especially in radio, where we don't radio for as much as this is a communication medium. It hasn't always been that way behind the scenes. So I think that that's something that we can learn from and grow from. I'm not pointing fingers. As I said, I can be just as guilty of these things.
Yeah.
But it is something to keep in mind. It is something to, you know, when we're talking about giving each other grace, when we're talking about, you know, giving people never knowing what's in another person's heart or thoughts or anything like that. We don't do it with coworkers very often because this is we see our coworkers oftentimes more than our best friends. You know?
That's true. That's true. And a work relationship can be different than a friendship, but those can cross boundaries too. So you know, and that's not always a bad thing. But I like that they point out that when a friendship ends or when your efforts to become friendly aren't returned, to not take it personally because that can be difficult. Someone told me once that sometimes we have people in our lives for a season. Then, you know, when that season is over, you move on to the next season. It's not a bad thing. It's a normal part of life. People get busy. We find this all the time in theater.
Yes.
You come together with a group of people, you work, you know, really close and you get really tight knit for such a intense period of time, whether that's 4 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever it is, and then it's over. And then you don't see those people anymore.
Yeah.
And it feels like a loss almost.
Absolutely.
But then you run into those people again randomly here or there, or you do another show together and it's like no time has gone by. All right, what happened between, you know, the 2 years I haven't seen you?
It's pretty funny how it works.
It is. It is.
I mean, I think all of that was really good points to make. I think it was good stuff to include in this, especially because I don't think that we do that enough, that we really think about those things in depth enough. In part because of the same reason we lose those friends, life is ever moving. Life has no pause button. There is no slowing it down necessarily. It just goes one direction forward, and that can make it difficult for that kind of thing. I didn't see anything on this list that I would recommend. Because I'm horrible at this, I can't think of anything to add to the conversation necessarily.
I think it's
important though.
Well, and it's also important to keep those friendships that you do have and nurture those as well, because sometimes those can fall away if you don't put the effort in, and you're not keeping in contact with those people. Then they feel like you don't want to keep in contact with them. I mean, it's kind of
friendship,
cause and effect.
Friendship is a plant. You have to water it. You have to take care of it. If you take it for granted or if you don't do those things, chances are it'll wither.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
If you're having something shipped to your home, the two biggest factors for most people are the when and the how. This dives us into our next subject, Bo, as in timelines and the condition of the package. That's the things that we're mostly focused on.
Mm-hmm.
But for others, it's who.
Who?
Yeah. This is different to me. I've never really thought about this. In a new survey, 1,000 Americans were asked which delivery service has the most attractive couriers. Never thought one second about this. This is so weird to me. 40% said Amazon, which is number one. UPS, 17% second, followed by FedEx. Then DHL and USPS were tied at the bottom. Some of it might have to do with the uniforms, since some people are into that. 37% of people said that Amazon has the hottest uniforms. UPS is second, followed by FedEx, DHL, and finally USPS. For what it's worth, women said that UPS has the hottest uniforms. The gig workers who handle food deliveries don't always have uniforms, but they were also ranked as well. Uber Eats drivers were voted the hottest. DoorDash next, followed by Postmates and the rest of the gang.
This is ridiculous.
This is one of the silliest things we've ever talked about.
Because I don't ever see my delivery drivers.
I mean,
I don't order food, typically, but... If USPS or UPS or Amazon is dropping something off at my door, I don't see them because they don't ring the doorbell.
I see our mail person every once in a while. But yeah, that's about it. And I've never really thought about this person, whether they are hot or attractive or not or anything.
I have a favorite UPS driver, Frank. He used to pick up deliveries at when my mom and I had a weaving studio and we were making shipments every week. And poor Frank, he had to lug these huge boxes. They're like 60 to 80 pounds of fabric that we were weaving to ship out. And then he'd bring in the raw material. So we saw him every week and he was such an awesome guy. We'd have fun conversing with him. I never really thought about, is he attractive or not in his uniform? I just liked him because he's a nice guy.
There are so many great postal workers out there. There are so many great, a lot of us have stories like that. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
It was awkward when I ran into him at Quick Trip the other day, though. It's like, Frank! And I wanted to give him a hug. It was really weird.
It is weird, though. It is weird. when you run into people outside of the normal time you're used to seeing them, it's just awkward. It's weird. Not in a bad way, necessarily. Just kind of like, there's no blueprint of how to handle those things, other than just be a normal human being, I suppose.
Be awkward.
You're right. 37% of Americans say that they have thought about hooking up with their delivery driver. 20, that's a high number for me. That's a high number, I think. 37%.
They get a lot of deliveries.
Wow.
They don't have friends. They stay home all the time.
You saw what I was trying to do here, combining these two stories. You know your audience. And 23% have attempted to seduce a delivery driver.
Oh, my goodness.
37% have flirted with one. So the same amount of people that have thought about them have also flirted with them.
And flirting's pretty harmless, but trying to seduce them while they're at work?
Yeah, so 45% say a courier has flirted with them. So I don't know. I know I'm a little alone on this one. And I want to admit, wholeheartedly, I was 21 at one point and did do this. But I learned really quick, especially dating a couple bartenders and that. Don't hit on your bartender. Don't hit on your bartender. Please stop. They're just trying to do their job. You think you're the only person with that line? Mm-hmm. You think you're the only person that's hit on them that night, let alone at all? Like, give them a break. They got mm-hmm. It's not the easiest job in the world, okay? Let's just give them a break.
And they're going to be nice to you.
Yeah.
More often than not, because it's their job.
If I'm nice, chances are I will get tipped. So I'm going to be nice. That doesn't mean that they're into you, though. They're just doing their job. Don't get that twisted. Yeah. Don't get them mixed up and everything. I see that stuff happen, not anymore, but when I was younger, seen it happen all the time. And it's like, look, man, that's her job. Like, she's flirting with you because it's part of her job. It's not to say that you have to flirt if you're a bartender, but this particular situation, I was like, come on. I mean, she's not into you. Trust me. And sure enough, he went up there. He waited until that bar was closing. And no, I'm going to go talk to her. And he goes, talks to her. And he comes back all, Charlie Brown with his head down and everything. And what did I tell you? And it just seems rude to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just trying to do their job.
Yeah.
I've seen this at a gas station before, where a guy was holding up a line because he was bugging this poor girl. Mm-hmm. And he was way too old to be talking to this girl like he was. Yeah. And she was trying to be nice. And even in the end, when she could have been rude to him, was still being nice. Like, I don't know. Maybe women do this to men, too. I don't know. But the first thing I think of, if you're... like hitting on a delivery driver or trying to like, you know, do any of this stuff. Like, they're just doing their job, man. Mm-hmm. Just let them do their job. Now watch, every delivery driver's mad at me now. Like every one of them.
This is the best part of my day.
What are you doing? What are you stopping? And these delivery fantasies could be good for the economy. 35% of Americans claim that they have ordered more frequently in order to see a specific delivery driver. 35%.
Wow.
This also speaks to how lonely we are.
Yeah.
We are apparently very lonely. Like I don't know. This is after a pandemic. What does this number look like when during the pandemic, I wonder? Well, that's
well,
tough.
Well, I think it probably increased it some.
Gotta think, yeah. Just an interesting list. Interesting couple of lists, both of those right there.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to touch on two things real quick. Our friends at Culver's are doing their company-wide fundraiser to help support food pantries. For this week, every crock and mixer sold will donate $1 to a food pantry. Local Culver's here in Wisconsin Rapids is participating in the fundraiser on behalf of the Focus Food Pantry. They already kicked this off yesterday. They're going to do it till Thursday. Get yourself a concrete mixer and invest in your community.
Yeah, you got a couple more days.
And keep on listening, because we're going to have more commercials about this and more things going on. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. Two tickets to the January 1st game, Packers versus Vikings. Listeners register at a Dropbox location for your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. Those individuals are going to receive a $50 gift card from that business and become instant qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Get yourself over to Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria and Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Registration is going to close on November 28th. We'll announce a winner on the 30th. Buy local, support local. Say hi to all those great places hosting our boxes for us and everything.
Yeah, you got a couple more weeks to get your name in there.
Get in on this, everybody. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with our friends from Young Living Essential Oils, and we'll get into some more fun topics here on Morning Show at WFHR.